Track 2. 1.
Well, to tell you the truth, there's a part of me that's still scared I might just dry up completely. I mean, you know, your mind goes completely blank. Makes me sweat just thinking about it. I have this nightmare where the audience has gone deadly quiet and everybody in the room's just staring at me and I haven't got a clue what to say next. It's only ever happened to me once, thank goodness. But I still lose sleep over it in case it ever happens again.
2.
Technology. Well, if anything can go wrong, it will. About a year ago, I had not one, but two projectors break down on me. And then my mic went funny as well. I sounded like Darth Vader out of Star Wars for about half an hour until they fixed it. Completely ruined my whole presentation, obviously. I went mad with the technicians afterwards, but what can you do?
3.
I always seem to run out of time and then have to rush the end of the talk or, even worse, run over schedule. Audiences hate that. I've had people tell me I over-prepare, but it doesn't seem to matter what I do. I always have at least 20 minutes too much material. So, for me, every talk's a race against the clock.
4.
Well, some people, older people especially, have told me that I move around too much when I speak in public. You know, that I pace up and down and wave my arms about. They say it's distracting. They can't concentrate on what I'm saying. But for me, as an Italian, you know, it's quite normal for us to jump around. Be rather dramatic. So now I worry about trying to stand still. And that just makes me feel tense and uncomfortable.
5.
What was it Franklin D. Roosevelt said? The only thing to fear is fear itself. That's the thing I'm afraid of, still, after all these years in business. Fear. Ridiculous, isn't it? But fear's an absolute killer in a presentation. Your mouth goes dry, your heart speeds up, your legs turn to jelly. In my experience, the first 2 minutes are usually the worst. Survive those, and you're in with a chance.